And the time is 6 a.m.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
CKUW 95.9 FM broadcasts from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We acknowledge that these are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishininu, Ininwak, Nehotowak, Ocheti, Shakowin, Dakota Aieti, and Métis peoples. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and the Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 40 First Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing.
Good morning, friends. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are here. We are live.
And I have a voice.
Carol has a voice, too.
More or less.
I have a voice. You should be shouting at Carol.
No, I can't.
No, I don't want to shout that. This half hour, well, let's put Carol back on the roof looking for, I can hear an ancient radio wave.
I'm going to tell you about the weather in a few minutes. And it's cold out there.
I'll be up on the roof looking for ancient radio wave.
That's more like it.
As well. A little baseball song for you, and we can get to it. Advice from Mary. Yes. Well, Carol, as you've just pointed out, the weather is a very important feature here. We live in the land of the deep snow. Nothing like Ottawa, apparently, eh? Okay.
I don't know. You mean the snow? The amount of snow? Well, usually. In the old days, Ottawa got a ton of snow.
Those were the days?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if it's still like that.
And what about Winnipeg's weather?
You want to know what temperature? What do you think it is out there?
Minus 25.
Minus 27.
You know, it felt like minus 25 to me. And the wind chill?
The wind chill's minus 40.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Yeah. So barometric pressure, 102.8 and rising. So that's good. Humidity, 73%. Not bad when it's that cold. Wind coming from the west-northwest at 21.
Okie dokie. I was going to say, it was a Flapsdown morning. I dug out the old fur hat, the one I bought at the Great Wall in China.
Yes, yes. Your friend Diane knit you a Rupert scarf.
Wore that as well. But as I used to say at CBC, it's a Flapsdown morning. You want the ears covered, yes. Yes, I put on my Rupert scarf.
Yes.
And around my throat, choked myself with it.
Yep.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you,
you
Diane.
Did well. Yes. All that aside, it's going to be sunny today. Because
that's right.
We live in the prairies, and it's sunny through the winter all the time.
So what you need are those little things with just the little slits to cover your eyes.
Yeah, Inuit.
To avoid, wear. Yes.
Yeah.
That's Rupert the Bear scarf, by the way, for those of you who didn't know who Rupert the Bear was. Yes.
Yeah. Wind coming from the northwest today at 20, but gusting to 40. And high today, minus 20.
Never mind. It'll be 2 degrees.
Wind chill, as we know, minus 40 right now.
Yeah.
But it will be minus 30 this afternoon.
Oh, that's better then.
That means frostbite in minutes.
Yeah.
So that's all we have to
say.
Don't
expose yourself. That'd be my advice to you. As we look at sports, the NHL, the slumping, bottom-feeding Jets play the Washington Capitals tonight. And the Free Press this morning says goalie Connor Hellebuyck may be back tonight. The argument being you don't want to bring him back too soon, recovering from his injury. That's at 6. Ottawa Senators on Monday at 6:30. The American Hockey League, the Manitoba Moose, took on the Iowa Wild last night, and the Moose stomped them, as a Moose will do from time to time, 6-1. Same again Sunday at 2. The Professional Women's Hockey League, no games until Tuesday. In the CFL, Trevor Methuselah Harris, he is 39, will be back as quarterback for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And at 35, Bo Levi Mitchell will be back for 2 years. But the Hamilton Tigercats, of course, our quarterback will be back. We better give him a better line for protecting his wee bones, is what I'm going to say. I see that Winnipeg... Bombers have about 30-plus players entering free agency in February.
Man.
Show me the money at 6:07 as we turn to your easy listening hit parade. This morning, Carol, we're going to play Moratat. People say Moratat.
Yes.
I have the German in front of me here, but I won't dare. I'll give it to you and you can backsell it.
Okay.
We know it as a three-penny opera.
Yes.
World premiere in Berlin in 1928, exactly 200 years after the opening of the show in which it was based.
Ooh.
Which was?
Don't know.
The Baker's Opera.
Oh, right, of course.
At John Gay. Yes. A dazzling avant-garde style, assortment of riches in the music made the authors, Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill, world famous.
Thank you.
or a tap. But Carol McKibben, what does the German read?
Excuse me. Die drei großen Hopper.
That's exactly what I was thinking, yes.
Something like dry is three.
There you go.
Yep.
Three Penny Opera, theme from the Three Penny Opera. Written in the tradition of Moritats, tales of cold-blooded crimes committed by ghoulish fiends, sung at street fairs. So it became Mac the Knife when the show was revived off-Broadway in 1954. English lyrics by Mark Blitzstein became a bestseller, of course, in 1956 via, well, we just heard, that's the piano and whistling recording of Dick Hyman. And then, well, it's been done and done and done, hasn't it? Louis Armstrong, 57 vocal version. One of the Immortal Satchmo's greatest successes. Song won a Grammy Awards for two other singers. First in 59, Bobby Darin. Second a year later, Ella Fitzgerald.
Wow, who famously forgot the lyrics.
Well,
and plowed through anyways. Plowed did through a fabulous job.
A live recording, yes, yep. At 11 minutes after 6. Choral music now, as we gear up for our next... What's our next is we've invited people to come.
We've invited friends and family
yeah.
to come to our last practice before Christmas.
Well, we've invited the people that live in the building,
I was going to say.
Yes. McClure Place, I guess.
Yep.
Come on down, yeah.
Yep.
So I thought we'd give you something. I'm always looking for things, as you do too, things we could maybe sing ourselves next year.
Yes, true, yeah.
Didn't you recommend...
I recommended that we sing Song for a Winter's Night.
And there you go,
Lightfoot.
Bingo.
And she picked up on it.
Well, people will recognize this from some John Ford movies. I'm thinking of John Ford trilogies.
Okay.
Trilogy, the...
Red River.
His westerns. Well, Red River...
Wasn't that part
of... She wore a yellow ribbon.
Oh, yeah.
And Fort Apache. I'll read you the opening lyrics here then. I'm lonesome since I crossed the hill and o'er the moor and valley. Such heavy thoughts my heart do fill since parting from my Sally.
Oh.
I seek no more the fine and gay, for each doth but remind me how swiftly passed the hours away with the girl I left behind me. See the scene now is the it's the American cavalry, the mounted,
sure.
as they ride out of the gates of the fort, the John Ford film. They sing that, of course.
Okay.
6:14. Now coming up.
Yes.
Ancient Radio Wave, but before that, we got our free press today on time. How about that?
Wow.
Neither rain nor sleet nor minus, what was the wind chill again? 40. Book
yep.
pages, only this week you want it. You really want it because the Free Press Reviewers share their best books of 2025. Because I see David Bergen made the list here, and it's
right.
A big spread, and it's alphabetical, which I think is an excellent idea. Days of Feasting and Rejoicing, David Bergen. The Book of Records, Madeline Tien. Book of Records begins at the sea, futuristic enclave. Anyways, people who may recognize that. Now, to be fair, I didn't do that much reviewing, and so I picked what I had, The Mysterious Case of the Missing Crime Writer. Ragnar Jonasson, he's written and done very, very well, Scandi Noir. This is the second in a series. Very polite it is as well. When does someone who's just missing become a full-blown disappearance? So, Mysterious Case of the Missing Crime Writer, Ragnar Jonasson.
Did you pick that up in a big hurry when Nick Martin died?
Well, yes. And the other reason was we did the first in that series in our Mystery Book Club.
Oh, cool.
So it was a very good opportunity to read the second then.
Yeah.
And give it a plug at the end. Ian McEwan's book, What We Can Know. I'm just saying there's some biggies here when you're getting to the desperation stage. Then on the nonfiction side, I did Against the Grain, Defying Giants Who Changed the World. Terry O'Reilly.
Yes.
Advertising, of course,
yes.
And Under the Influence on CBC Radio. But here he's on to something different, I said. Perseverance, there's a thread running through the five different categories he wants to draw our attention to. Entertainment, business, industry, politics, science, and medicine, as well as sports. So it's a book of short and encouraging and uplifting essays. Make it a read for teens as well as adults. Now, the children's books only get three spots here. And that it doesn't appear every week, does it? The nonfiction side, though, I want to mention Till We Meet Again, Canadian in the First World War by Brandon Marriott, a sort of microcosm of the First World War, dealing the experiences of one soldier and his comrades. I see here Rockstar by Life on and Off the Ice. Can you guess who that was the author?
Rockstar. Jennifer Jones.
Jennifer Jones.
Yes.
And his Golden Girl Curling.
Kind of rock.
So there you go. There are some good things, some easy choices for you here.
And I think next week will be kids' books.
You know, we got this online last night.
Yes.
I was going to say it's probably Jill Wilson, but each one of them had a little blue bar on it said that you could go to McDowellyRobinsonBooksellers.com.
Oh, nice.
So I guess they work together financially, and of course the newspapers need every penny to stay alive.
Yes.
On this day, when we come back, maybe we'll take a look at a jumble for you. I see that on this day in 1577, Francis Drake set sail from England, 3-year circumnavigation of the world aboard the Pelican. What?
Boy.
Well, then they eventually renamed
it. Who would think a pelican could go
that far? Golden Hind. Well, they're better in the water than they are flying.
We saw the Golden Hind.
Wait a minute. When you see them just floating in the air.
Yes.
Well, it was a rebuilt Golden Hind, let's be fair now.
Okay.
Yeah, in dry dock. On this day as well, though, 1956, the Dodgers trade Jackie Robinson to the Giants.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball.
From his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanello, Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Yes, and that ain't all. He's no more.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone. Jack is real God. Jackie is a real God guy.
all gone. Count Basie in the orchestra there with Jimmy Rushing and Taps Miller on vocals there. I think that, yeah, not from 1949. And what happened when the Dodgers decided to trade him to the Giants? Yes. He retired rather than be traded.
Wow. He started...
And he got his start, as you say.
Montreal.
Really, then from Montreal to the bigs.
Yeah.
At 6:20.
Right.
So I think, Carol, I'll get just standing on my chair here now, heading, looking.
Yes,
pushing,
I'm not going out there.
Come on, push. Looking for, come in, Ancient Radio, hand me that. Hand me down my walking cane and hand me down. Good, I'm getting something now. Yeah, something there.
Hollywood News, featuring Luella Parsons, Hollywood's best-known, best-loved, most distinguished reporter, whose column appears in the San Francisco Examiner and 500 other papers. Miss Parsons' special guest this evening is Spencer Tracy, brought to you direct from the film capital by famous Woodbury Facial Soap. True beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. And here with the latest Woodbury Hollywood headlines is Luella Parsons.
Hello to all of you from Hollywood. My first exclusive. Believe it or not, Cornelius Vanderbilt Jr. is thinking of getting married again after his divorce is granted. He admitted to me he's very much interested in a pretty blonde named Barbara Pinney, former wife of Warren Pinney Jr. My second exclusive. Ken Murray and Betty Lou Walters is leading lady in the black out there in Las Vegas. And by the time you hear this, they will be married. My third exclusive. Miriam Hopkins and Ray Brock are waiting only for the opening of a Broadway play next week before announcing their plan to divorce. Brock is a well-known newspaper man. Remember I told you some months ago that there was an amazing story behind the fight between lawyer Oscar Cummings and actor Robert Cummings? Well, yesterday, Oscar sued for $240,000, alleging breach of contract. For years, everyone in Hollywood thought Bob and Oscar were half-brothers. In fact, they themselves said so. Now, both of them deny their relationship. Bob says he will reveal in court the sensational reasons why he consented to this impersonation. Well, here's the situation. Rita Hayworth has some retakes to make with Orson Welles in their latest picture and their love scene. After all she had to say about the difficulty of living with a genius, it's going to be slightly embarrassing. Orson finally admits their marriage is over and has moved in with George Jessel. Rita is back in town and will file for divorce immediately. The Dick Hames are twice as happy as they were. That's because the doctors told them they have every reason to expect twins in September. Twins run in Dick's family. I'm so happy to announce that the Mac Gordons, whose separation I reported on this program 2 weeks ago, have reconciled. He's a famous composer. This is the way I like such stories to end. An amazing story that concerns Hollywood has just leaked out from behind the Iron Curtain of Russia. Seems years ago, the Soviets helped themselves to D.W. Griffith's movie Intolerance. They made many prints of it and ever since have been using it as a model for motion picture technique. Griffith, however, has never received one red cent. Tomorrow morning, Rudolph Rimmel, son of the famous composer, will file a $30,000 lawsuit against the city of Los Angeles. He will charge that because he protested against a minor traffic violation, he was thrown in jail and held incommunicado for 5 long hours. Shades of Frank Merriwell, Nick Carter, and all the other famous dime novel characters. Here's a new one. Gene Autry has made a deal with a publishing company to bring out 5 million copies of dime novels with Gene as a hero. He'll collect 3 cents on each copy sold. Not bad. Ellen Ross, who's been seen everywhere with Jimmy Stewart, is getting married in September, but not to Jimmy. She'll wed Bobby Anderson, who was Faye Emerson's boyfriend before she married into the Roseville family. Perennial bachelor Jimmy had us all fooled. We thought this was it. There's a lot of undercover talk on Warner's latest picture, Unfaithful. All good talk, too, because it exposes the evils of the divorce problem that is wrecking so many American homes now. And it deals with it without kid gloves. Ann Sheridan, the star, after seeing the picture, is reported to have said, "The story in this case is much more important than the actress. It didn't even matter to me what I wore or how I looked." Tony Martin is flying west to get here in time to be the best man for composer Ben Oakland's marriage on Wednesday to Eleanor Davis, a non-professional. Marvin, how about singing out your Woodbury wedding tune?
This sparkling Woodbury Deb, Denise Cantal of Montreal, found her romance at a friend's wedding. Yes, among the guests was Captain Jean Vin. One quick look at Denise, at her creamy, fair-skinned beauty, and Jean was soon talking orange blossoms. That's how quick, in a heartbeat, a Woodbury smooth complexion registers with a man. And when their wedding day came, Denise kept another date, as she said,
"My beauty date with Woodbury soap, a Woodbury facial cocktail, on my bridal day, as every day."
And here's how.
"I cream on Woodbury's mild lather to win that fresh, fresh look. Then plenty of rinses, skin smooth, glowing, and Jean lovingly approves."
Yes, for the clearer, fresher skin that makes you lovely and lovable, date daily with Woodbury soap. That's the beauty routine of Woodbury marrying Debs. A rich beauty cream ingredient goes into Woodbury, makes it different, extra mild. Feel how gently this true beauty soap cleanses, freshens your skin to sweeter, smoother beauty that he'll adore. Try Woodbury facial soap for the skin you love to touch. And here is the editorial feature, Luella Parsons.
Oh dear, we don't have time this morning to hear Luella finally get around to talking to Spencer Tracy. There was so much gossip there.
Right, yeah, it's a lot of gossip.
Yep.
There was something about Woodbury's facial cream.
Yes.
I think that's what my mom had. She had this little pot.
It's better than good lube, you know.
And it had, yeah, it had a little picture on it of a blonde, redhead, and brunette. It's good for all skin tones.
Oh, I see.
For people of all hair colors.
Okay, good to know.
It may have been Woodbury's.
Well,
it rings a bell with me in any case.
It made put me in mind of course, when we used to, we still do, hear from the Lux Radio Theater.
Yes, true.
On CJNU on Wednesday nights sometimes.
Yes. They have all kinds of great ads.
Yep, they do.
Yeah.
But,
some of the ones.
Their ads aren't as long, but they're still the same idea, I think. Right. But we were talking about Mrs. Sarnicki, I think she's.
Oh, yes.
Mrs. Sarnicki doesn't know it. But one of these two face soaps is new refresh.
How does this first soap feel, Mrs. Sarnicki?
Awful. It's like I've been dragged over hot tar by foreigners.
Well, now try this soap.
Oh, it's as soft as if soft had been made 47 times softer by law.
It's new refresh, the soft soap.
Oh, you speak voodoo. My face is distorted with total stupefaction.
So how does refresh make you feel?
It's so creamy you could lubricate heavy earth-moving equipment with it.
Really?
No guff.
So you're sold on refresh.
I'll change my only daughter's name to Louise as a tribute to this product.
Millions of housewives agree. Refresh soap. It's softer than soft.
It blows your nylons off.
Mrs. Sarnicki and her approach to soap advertising. So Luella Parsons, whose real name was Luella Rose Ottinger, American gossip column screenwriter, at her peak, her columns were read by 20 million people. 700 newspapers worldwide. How did that happen? Well, she did a variety of columns, New York Morning Telegraph, but lured away by William Randolph Hearst's New York American in 1924 because she had championed Hearst's mistress, Marion Davies.
Ah.
Marion Davies was a good actress, but of course Hearst knew what he thought she should be in, and so, yeah. Subsequently, influential figure, queen of Hollywood gossip until the arrival of the flamboyant Hedda Hopper.
Oh, right.
She actually welcomed Hedda. And I can help you out. The next thing you know, wow. Yes. Yes. Oh, dear, yes. Anyways, she was talking a bit about divorces that break up.
Oh, right, yes.
I noticed her marriage broke up. She moved to Chicago.
I wonder if that was before or after her comment.
1912, she had her first taste of the movie industry. She did some movies as well, but anyways, yeah. Not successful. Yeah. There we are. Luella Parsons, from her original radio broadcast, we might try and find her again another day because she talks to Barbara Stanwyck.
Oh,
as well.
Cool.
But I realize now,
yes,
when we're looking for the ancient radio waves, we're going to have to jump ahead, find a way to get past the 5 minutes or so of gossip to get to the interview.
Oh, yes.
At 6:30.
It's hilarious, though.
We're doing Christmas Carol.
Yes.
With Mr. Guitarist James Hickerson.
Right.
To help sizzle as well as the steak, don't you know? That's on the 18th and the 19th of December at Down River Museum.
Next weekend. Yep.
This week. Well, Sunday. Yes. The next week, you're right.
A week from now.
And?
Yes.
Well, we won't do it on Saturday. We'll do it on Sunday, but that's sold out. So 18th and the 19th.
Right. Our left. We believe there's still seats available.
So James Hickerson, yep. Who playing guitar, as I say, at one point sang with the Easy Tees.
All right.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph, Rudolph, red-nosed reindeer had a shiny nose.
They called him
Rudolph, Rudolph. Red-nosed reindeer had a shiny nose.
His name was
Rudolph, 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 Rudolph. If you saw it, you could say it glows. Rudolph, Rudolph. All the reindeer laugh and call him names.
And poor old
Rudolph,
oh poor old
Rudolph. Never let him play their reindeer games.
Oh, poor old
Rudolph, 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 Rudolph. To their reindeer beds they nightly creep.
And poor old
Rudolph,
they said to
Rudolph,
oh, they said,
turn that red thing off, we're trying to sleep. Rudolph, Rudolph. Red-nosed reindeer had a shiny nose.
Then Santa say,
ho, 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 ho.
Then Santa say,
hello, hello, hello.
Then Santa say,
ho, 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 ho.
Then Santa say,
look at all the snow.
Then Santa say,
ho, 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 ho.
Then Santa say,
Rudolph, no so bright.
Then Santa say,
ho, 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 ho.
Then Santa say,
guide my sleigh tonight.
All the reindeer say,
ho, ho, ho.
What a reindeer!
Ho, 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 ho.
What a reindeer! He sets a fine example for his reindeer peers.
Ho, 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 ho.
What a reindeer!
Rudolph!
What a reindeer! He sets a fine example for his reindeer peers.
Rudolph! Shouted out with glee.
And they said,
Rudolph.
Oh, they said,
Rudolph.
Oh, they said,
you should go declare free agency. Rudolph, 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 reindeer with the nose so red. Rudolph, Rudolph, Santa comes to tuck you into bed. Good night, Rudolph.
Ho, ho, ho.
The Easy Tees with Rudolph.
Excellent.
James Hickerson and I then doing a Christmas Carol on the 18th and the 19th at Down River Museum. You can go to Delnavert calendar for your tickets there. You can call Delnavert during their working hours. I recommend showtime is 7:30, but if you come for 7, it gives you half an hour to view the house, which is a Victorian house, of course. And you can just throw your coat over the chair you want, not a problem. And we're done by 9. Yes, in by
Excellent.
7, out by 9.
Yep.
So I'm looking at Your Problem Solved, Dear Mary, from the pages of the Spectator magazine, 2007. Question. I am 12. I am going skiing over Easter. I am worried some of the other children in the resort will be rude about my friend who is going too. What should I say if they say she is a saddo, not realizing that I am friends with her? Name and address withheld.
Oh, dear.
Well, Mary always has an answer, of course, for these sorts of things. A. Answer. Do not be defensive. Instead, issue a cry of amazement, then say, how interesting that you have formed that impression. You're quite wrong. She is not a saddo at all. Quite the contrary. She is just rather subtle in her personal presentation. Then shake your head and chuckle as though you know something they don't. One of the things I wanted to mention, well, I talked about the Free Press book pages and the best of 2025 from the Free Press reviewers included this man and his book.
I'm Terry Fallis, author of The Marionette, and you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9 in Winnipeg.
You may remember we interviewed Terry about that book.
Yes.
I said, are you a secret Walter Mitty man? Because what seems to be an ordinary mystery writer ends up involved in espionage, but in a very polite Canadian way.
Yeah.
And so it's called The Marionette at 6:37.
Right.
Carol McKibben, any jumbles to be had?
Sure. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go. WFTIS.
Swift.
Yes.
The race is not to the swift.
Yes.
Being a turtle myself, I think that's
I was looking at the final, you know, the little picture. It's got a couple of things. There's some very small print. And I thought, it could tell it starts with an L, ends in a Y. And just as I'm thinking laundry, I realize there's no, you know, up for the D. It's actually luxury, not laundry.
Is the final.
In the little picture.
At the very bottom.
There's,
yes. Right.
Yes. There's two signs that say luxury something on them.
In case you need, you're looking at it now at home there. We've just done to help you out, of course. Looking at the Turner Classic Movie Channel. 11 a.m. this morning. Not surprising. Bye Bye Birdie, 1963. Janet Leigh and Dick Van Dyke, who turns 100 today.
I said, his
100.
Birthday?
That's right.
Hokey doodle.
And Margaret's in that as well. Remember, rock star's personal appearance causes chaos in a small town. Bye Bye Birdie, as in Conway 20 sort of thing. Yes. 1 p.m., well, of course, Mary Poppins from 1964. That will be at 1 p.m.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Exactly. Dick Van Dyke as well. David Tomlinson, 3 p.m. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang from 1968. Dick Van Dyke. Happy birthday, Dick.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say we ain't the nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
He traveled all around the world and everywhere he went, he'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and we'll be off to tea.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Well, you can say it backwards, which is braggadocious, alley-expiistic, fragicatic Rufus. But that's going a bit too far, don't you think?
Indubitably.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay.
Hear it.
Just summon up this word, and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully, or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is, too. She's
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
There you go. Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews and friends in full voice there. Because the Turner Classic Movie Channel today showing several Dick Van Dyke movies, as I say. Mary Poppins at 1 o'clock, 3 p.m., Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. 11 o'clock tonight, Noir Alley, Cash on Demand. 1961, a British Noir Alley, which you don't see very often. Kidnapping, Extortion, Bank Robbery, Peter Cushing, Andre Morel. And of course, they repeat it Sunday at 9 a.m. That's part of that Noir Alley series. Sunday, 1 p.m. in the good old summertime, Judy Garland, Van Johnson, S.J.S.Z. Sackall remake of the musical, The Shop Around the Corner. And then at 3 p.m., it is The Shop Around the Corner, 1940, directed by Ernest Lubitsch. James Stewart, Margaret Sullivan, Frank Morgan, you know, pen pals who are anonymous, yes, don't get along at work. Yeah. 7 o'clock, 7 so o'clock Sunday, story. The Gold Rush, 1925, directed by Charlie Chaplin. Lost souls seek love and wealth. Chaplin, always worth watching. 6:41, I'm looking at the Dubbers. They called them the Ghosts, the great movie Dubbers sing. And we're looking for is it Mears? It is Martha Mears, yes. Final vote, Martha Mears. There are four in this collection. The fourth, sorry, in this collection was sung for Rita Hayworth, Cover Girls, Tonight and Every Night. First dubbing job is for Veronica Lake as well. Sang for very disordered Carol Landis as well, Maria Montez, on and on. She sang for, Anne Shirley. In For Jackson and Jill. Hmm. That was the actress who changed her name to Anne Shirley, of course, yes. But I was thinking of, for Lucille Ball in The Big Street. But she introduced White Christmas with Bing Crosby.
Oh.
The unbilled singing voice for Marjorie Reynolds. Well, we have her is singing a Christmas song, right, with the Hoagy Carmichael Orchestra. Something suitable for this time.
I'm your one big love. Then you kiss and run from me. Then you kiss and run.
I lie. Kiss and run doesn't sound appropriate for this time of the year.
Christmas song for you.
Let's see if we can find Miss Mears and somebody else dubbing for her there. Yes, that's it.
My Christmas song for you is all the old things tried and true, like jingle bells and chestnut dells, a valley white with snow. My Christmas song set your heart aglow. Through the door of Christmas tree, sparkling with dreams made for you and me, hoping you'll be there, sweetheart, to share all of the seasons. Christmas song for you. Stockings hung by glowing fires, soft carols sung by village choirs, everything your heart desires. That's my Christmas song.
Song for you, working with the Hoagy Carmichael Orchestra. 6:46, Carolyn Gibbons. I think it's time for a little comedy. And
oh, excellent.
Thinking of the time of year and all the rest of it, yes.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't any Easter Bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm, well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah, I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna walk right out of this room. Cause you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm gonna prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children, nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Stan Freberg there with Christmas Dragnet, part one, part two. Which reminds me, Santa will be here on December 24th, taking the children's calls.
Here?
In Winnipeg.
Ah.
On CBC Radio, Radio
right.
Noon.
Okay.
The latest I've heard is 12:35 to 1. So you want to get your calls in early, is what I'm saying. If you know any child who would like to speak to the big man, 12:35 to 1 o'clock, December 24th, CBC Radio.
I've heard
Radio
Santa sing little songs with the little boys and girls
sometimes,
on the
sometimes,
telephone.
Sometimes.
Yep.
And Santa calls it a wish list, I've noticed.
Yes.
And don't think you can be changing your wish list on December 24th.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's
Santa's
the 11th,
elves have worked very hard.
That's the 11th commandment.
Yes.
Do not change your wish list. At 6:54. Carol McKibben, looking at the Winnipeg Free Press.
Yes.
From Friday, December the 5th. Going
okay.
backwards.
That's, yes.
Reworked stage flop starts at end, makes what? Its way to emotional finale. Yes. Yep. This was Merrily We Roll Along. It was a big flop, but he never gave up on it, Stephen Sondheim. So this new movie version is a pro shot, which is a live performance captured by a professional crew. All right. And Alison Gilmore gave it 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Didn't Dry Cold do that a year or two ago?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yesterday is done. See the pretty countryside. Merrily we roll along, roll along. Bursting with dreams. Traveling's the fun. Flashing by the countryside. Everybody merrily, merrily. Following dreams. Rolling along. Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone a comedy tonight.
Something appealing,
something appalling,
something for everyone a comedy tonight.
Nothing with kings,
nothing with crowns.
Bring on the lovers, liars and clowns.
Old situations,
new complications,
nothing portentous, not polite. Open up the curtain,
somehow tonight.
The little things you do together, do together, do together,
that
make perfect relationships.
Hobbies you pursue together,
savings you accrue together,
looks you misconstrue together, that make marriage a joy.
It's the little things you share together, swear together, wear together,
that make perfect relationship.
The concerts you enjoy together,
neighbors you annoy together,
children you destroy together,
that keep marriage intact. It's not so hard to be married when to maneuver as one. It's not so hard to be married. And ooh, is it fun? It's sharing little winks together, tricks together.
From the Stephen Sondheim collection, Jackie Kane and Roy Krall, with a little bit of a medley there. Merrily We Roll Along, Comedy Tonight, and then The Little Things We Do You Do Together. Yikes. Stephen Sondheim. So
yes, I did finally find it at the theater. You have to plow through a lot of movies,
but it is still
before
running.
You find it.
It's still running at the McGillivray Theater in Winnipeg.
That's funny. It says December 4th here, so
let me look...
Maybe that's when it started?
Probably, because I see it December 5th in the Winnipeg Free Press.
Well, it says you could get tickets today.
All right. Merrily We Roll Along, reviewed by Alison Gilmore, 3.5 on 5 stars. You won't get a chance like that again for a while.
And maybe the 17th? It's hard to say. My advice, look it up yourself.
So we said who was coming to town, did we not? It's Santa. Yes.
Yeah.